Hope all the dads had a good Father's Day today. If you still have your dad with you, or if you are a dad that have children, I hope you got to spend some time together and had a good time as you celebrated this day. Of course, this was my second Father's Day that my dad has been in heaven, and so I spent some time thinking about him. I spent some time thinking about my father-in-law. I miss both of them, especially on days like today. And I know that many of you here tonight, I'm going to preach a sermon I've entitled, What We Owe Our Dads. I know many of you don't have dads that you can give these things to. And so I would encourage you to listen for a couple other reasons. First of all, I'd encourage you to listen so that you can be the kind of dad that makes it easy for your children to give you these things that I'm going to talk about tonight. And then I really have a two-part message, that what we owe our earthly fathers. And the application I'm going to make is that if we owe these three things to our earthly fathers, we certainly, without any doubt, without any question, owe these same three things to our Heavenly Father. And so, again, you may not have a dad to give these things to because he's gone, but you still have a Heavenly Father that these things that I'm going to talk about, you can give to him. And so, again, a real simple message. What we owe our dads? Three things I think we owe our dads. We, first of all, owe our dads our love. Our love. You need to go to the Bible to find the definition of love. Man can't do it justice, can't do the word justice. You have to go to the Bible and read in 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, where the Bible says, God is love. You have to go to 1 John 4, 7, where the Bible says, for love is of God. And again, you can say a lot of things about God and be talking about love at the same time. We had a wedding on Friday, and we had a person read from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where God defines love. I like to keep it simple. I like to say that love is meeting the needs of somebody else. Being willing to meet the needs of somebody else, even though you have to put your needs aside to do that. If you love another person, you're more interested in their needs and meeting those needs than you are of meeting your own needs. And so we owe our dads our love, because there was a time in all of our lives where he met our needs. And again, I know there's some people, in fact, I had one lady get really mad when I preached this sermon in a different form about 10 years ago, and she came up to me and said, you didn't know my father. I don't know my father, any of those things. My dad was a rotten individual, and you really upset me by preaching this message. And I said, well, you may not owe your earthly father these things, but don't you think you owe your heavenly father these things? He said, yeah, I agree with that. I said, but you owe your earthly father your love. It was his love that brought you into the world. If you had a good Christian dad, he prayed for you before you came on the scene. He asked God to give you birth. And after you came on the scene, when you couldn't take care of yourself, he and your mother took care of you. It's a wonderful thing to see new parents and how they care for their little ones, how they are protective of their little ones, how they make sure. I was watching Crystal and Roy this morning with their little girl, and it's just a wonderful thing to see them as young parents, new parents, take care of their little ones. You know, when they get older, Arnie's sort of been accident prone the last couple weeks. He's fallen a couple times and knocked, chipped some of his teeth and bruised up his lips and stuff like that. And Adam and Chantel says, he'll get over it. He's a tough kid. And it's not that they don't love him, but, you know, he's just not a newborn. And he is a boy, and he's going to fall. There was a time when you could not take care of yourself, where dad played a part in taking care of you. And I don't know of a dad that doesn't want his children to love him. I don't know of a dad whose heart doesn't hurt when his kids don't express that love. I rejoice with Brother Laurel. He got to get together with his daughter after so many years apart. And you could just see, you didn't have to hear his words. All you had to do was look at his face, and you knew what that meant to him. And I don't know a dad that doesn't feel that way, that if for some reason they are estranged from their children, don't pray every day that God would work it out so that they could get back together and have the kind of relationship that God wants us to have as children with our fathers, and the relationship that He wants us to have as fathers with our children, a relationship that's based on love that goes both ways. And so we owe our love to our dads. We owe our honor to our dads. In the book of Exodus, the Bible says, honor thy father and thy mother. And again, you can look at the definition. It means to respect and to hold them in reverence. The Bible uses the word fear. Not just a fear that comes from breaking the rules, but a fear that says, an awesome respect that says, I want to please my father. I can and I've told you this many, many times before, but when I was young, I feared my dad. My dad was the kind of guy, he set rules, and he spelled out very clearly the punishment for those rules. And he was merciful sometimes, but most of the times, he wanted us boys to learn. And there were three of us, and we were rowdy. I could tell you some stories, and you wouldn't believe that your pastor ever took part in things like that with his brothers. But I did. And I don't want you to lose any respect, so I'm not going to tell you much more than I already have. But my dad set rules. And when we broke the rules, most of the time, we paid the price. Most of the time, the punishment was dealt out. We deserved it. We knew we deserved it. We still begged for mercy. And again, like I said, sometimes we got on Dad's merciful side and he showed us mercy. But most of the time, he enforced the rules and wanted us to know that there were consequences for us breaking the rules. But there came a time in my life where I not just feared him because of what I get if I did break the rules, but there came a time when I feared him and I held him with high regard and respect, and I wanted to please him. I wanted him to be proud of his son. I wanted to live my life in such a way that would bring honor to the family name. And we owe our dads that kind of honor. We owe our dads that kind of respect. We owe our dads living our life in such a way that would be pleasing to them. Now, I know sometimes we all go through a period of time in our life where we really don't worry about what mom and dad think about us. We really don't worry about the repercussions that our actions might have on them. Hopefully that time period that we spend in that cycle of life is short. Hopefully we learn real quickly that pleasing mom and dad never goes out of style. Pleasing mom and dad doesn't have an age limit. Showing honor to mom and dad doesn't have an age limit. And again, we owe them that honor that God says we need to give to our parents. And then third, we owe them our obedience. We owe them our obedience. Children, obey your parents, the book of Ephesians says, in the Lord, for this is right. Again, this is a commandment, just like the commandment to honor our parents, that has no age limit. I don't know, you know, the Bible doesn't say, hey, you got to obey your parents until you get 17 or 18 or 20 or 25 or 30. Now, I guess if your mom and dad quit thinking right and they ask you or tell you to do something that doesn't make any sense, you have an out as far as not obeying them. But for the most part, if that doesn't happen, it doesn't matter how old we are, if it doesn't break any rules of God, we ought to obey our parents. We owe them that obedience. One of the things, again, I talked to Kelly before church tonight. She's going to help me with the skit on Tuesday night. We're going to talk about obedience, and we're going to show what obedience is. Obedience is not just doing what you're told to do, but it's doing it in the way that you're told. It's doing it when you're told. It's doing it with a good attitude. We sang that song this morning in Sunday school, Obedience Is, and that song spells it out, what it is. And so we owe our parents our obedience. We owe our dads our love. We owe our dads our honor. We owe our dads our obedience. And if you have a father that's still alive today, If you're lucky enough, your dad's still alive. I encourage you, every day of your life, give your dad those things. I don't think there's anything wrong with a 40-year-old kid calling their dad on the phone every day of the week and telling them, I love you, Dad. I love you. I make it a point to call my mom every morning. I try to do it at 8:30. If I don't do it right at 8:30, my phone starts ringing. I can't remember. One day this week, I was doing something. I got tied up, and I was about 10 minutes late. And she called me. She said, are you okay? It was after the shooting in Charleston. She said, are you okay? I said, I'm fine, Mom. I just got tied up. I'm sorry. And I always end our phone call by telling her, I love her. I'm 64 years old. I don't think you ever get too old to tell your mom, to tell your dad that you love them. And if you still have them, I would encourage you to do it every day. Now, let me just ask you tonight. I don't ask you to usually do this, but I want to ask you tonight, how many of you would agree with me that we owe our parents those three things? Just raise your hand. Just raise your hand. You all agree. I would submit to you tonight that we not only owe our earthly parents those things, but we owe our Heavenly Father those three things as well. We owe it to God to love Him. God loved us. It was His love that brought us into the world. Hey, none of us are an accident. None of us just were born by coincidence, by accident. We are every single one of us here by the plan of God. We are every single one of us here because God loved us before we were born. God had a plan for our life. God had a plan how He wanted us to live our life. And it was God's love that brought us into this world. And it's God's love that keeps us alive. Just like when we were little, our parents had to feed us and change us and do all the things that we needed to sustain life. It is the love of God that lets us continue to exist on this earth. If God the Father quit thinking about us for a second, if we went off of His mind for a second, we would be destroyed. I'm glad we have a Father who never slumbers or sleeps, who never takes His mind off of His children, who every single moment of every single day has us on His heart and on His mind and gives us what we need to exist, to live, and to thrive on this world. And I want to tell you something, just like a human father wants his children to love him, and again, I dare say, if we went around the room tonight and we ask every dad, do you want your children to love you? Do you want your children to express that love? Every single one of them would say, yes, 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 I want that love. I want to tell you something tonight, your Heavenly Father wants you to love Him too. He wants you to express that love. And I don't think we can overdo it. I don't think we can tell God that we love Him too much. I think if we spent the whole day telling God that we love Him, it wouldn't be enough, because He is worthy of our love. And He wants us to love Him. Sometimes when my kids were little, well, especially Adam when he got older, his mother used to drive him to school, and she always wanted a kiss before he got out of the car. But when he got to the age that he didn't want to kiss his mom when anybody else could see him, so he'd always lean over and give her a kiss when they got within three blocks of the school, so he wouldn't have to do it when he got to school. And sometimes, you know, they didn't want Dad kissing on them. And sometimes Dad just had to grab them. Sometimes I have to do that to my grandsons. They're already too old. They don't want me loving on them. I just have to, and I kiss them and hug them, and they wipe it off and make a big deal about wiping it off and say, I wiped it off, Grandpa, or Pa, I wiped it off. You know, I think that's what God wants to do with us sometimes. Sometimes when we've ignored Him, sometimes when we haven't expressed our love, He just wants to grab us and hold us and remind us that He loves us and He wants us to love Him. We owe Him our love. We owe Him our honor. We owe Him our respect. He's not the man upstairs, he's God. It irks me. It gets me angry when I hear people talk about God, the man upstairs. He's not the man. He's not a man. He's not upstairs. He's a God. He lives in heaven. He's almighty, omnipotent. He's the one that spoke the universe into existence. He holds us in his hands. He is not, there's nobody equal with him. And we ought to respect and fear him. We ought to fear him because as his children, if we break the rules, we're going to be punished. We're going to get punished. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. But we also ought to respect and honor him and reach that point in our life where we want to live our life in a way that's pleasing to our Heavenly Father. I want to live my life every day so when I get to the end of the day, I don't want to wait till I get to heaven and hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." I'd like to hear it every night before I go to bed. I'd like to hear God say every evening, and I know he doesn't speak in an audible voice, but I can tell how I've lived my life. I can tell if I deserve to hear it or not. I want to live my life in such a way when I go to bed at night, he can say, "Hey, Daryl, well done today. Well done." Now, I'm sure there's days he'd say if he were talking to me, "Well, you messed up on this and you sort of didn't do that quite right, but for the most part, well done." I owe him honor. I owe him living my life in a way that respects him. And then finally, quickly, I owe him my obedience. In the book of 1 John chapter 2, the Bible says, "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected." And then let me go back and read a verse from Joshua. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. "This book of law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." We need to obey God. We owe him our obedience. He promises, he says, "Hey, if you obey," like we were talking about in the Sunday school lesson this morning, "if you obey, I'll give you the victory." Victory is not ours because of our strength and our effort and our strategy. It's not. I mean, we'd lose every time. But if we are obedient to our Heavenly Father, if we give him our obedience, we can have victory every single time. Again, we owe our dads our love. We owe them our honor. We owe them our obedience. If you don't have a dad to give that to, then be the kind of dad that makes it easy for your children to give it to you. And be the Christian that gives it to our Heavenly Father. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for fathers that loved us, for fathers that trained us, for fathers that cared for us. And I pray, dear God, that we would be those kind of fathers, that we would make it easy for our kids to give us these three things. And then, Father, I pray that we would be children that would give these things to you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for caring for us. Thank you just for being who you are and for letting us be part of your family. And I pray tonight if there's somebody here that doesn't know for sure that they're part of your family, they've never received Christ as their Savior. I don't think there's anybody here like that, but Father, if there is, I pray tonight you'd help them see their sin. You'd help them see the penalty for that sin and the price that Jesus paid for it on Calvary. And you'd help them to receive him tonight, make him their Savior. And Father, that they would become part of this family of God that we enjoy in this place. Just bless this time of invitation. Speak to our hearts, Holy Spirit. If we need to do something, make it plain to us and help us to be obedient. For it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.